please let us get the intro out.
Guys, for the third try at this intro, welcome to the 51 Yard Line, episode 29. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Tyler Berry. To my left, the incorrigible Drew Willers.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
To my other left, the pride of the East Coast, Christian Schneider.
Shut up, Steve. I'm preemptively striking against him.
Oh, okay. And to my third left, the man, the myth, the legend, Stephen A. Cravens.
That's me.
And that's why I said that.
What noise was that? Was that like you unzipping your pants?
I think it was supposed to be a fart, but it sounded like a French horn.
French, whatever.
Nothing.
As I said before the show, I feel like I'm getting dumber every day.
We're derailed, man. Like, we've completely derailed. We're only 6 seconds in.
This show was derailed before I even started the intro. This is why I had to do it 4 times.
Yep.
You ever see that movie, Derailed? Dog shit.
It's been a good show, guys.
Where you at, Clav? All right, let's do it.
Sports.
No, we're done.
Oh, we're done? Football. All right, sorry, guys.
All right, guys.
What?
See you next week.
What? Damn it. I showered for this.
Well, I guess we should probably talk some football.
Probably. Yeah, what
since
the
we're
hell?
In front of mics and I took the time to set up everything and start recording. So why don't we talk about Philip Rivers? He just got a big old 4-year contract extension.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, Phil, you're coming to L.A.
We'll see you soon, buddy.
It's kind of a move they had to make, given the fact that they're trying to get a new stadium deal going on here. And, I don't think that happens for teams without franchise quarterbacks. Like, it's really... Or franchise players. Because once... If he would have been dealt or left, everything's kind of up in the air at that point. Because there's really nobody... Antonio Gates is on his way out. And tight ends aren't really franchise cornerstones. So... kind of needed to get done. Did he deserve it?
That's a lot of money and a lot of guaranteed money.
Yep.
Like 4 years, $83 million, and 65 guaranteed. Jesus. And he's got a no-trade clause in there, so no matter what, if he underperforms or gets hurt or fucking kills someone, like, they're stuck with him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not in that last one's a little...
Well, I was going to say,
but
yeah, probably,
pretty,
yeah.
No murder clause.
You get my point.
No, I got you.
But, yeah, I mean, they're stuck with him no matter what. He's, what, is he 34?
He's on in years. I mean, his rookie season was, what,
2004.
Four, was it?
He was drafted in 04 with Eli.
Okay. Right. Okay, yeah, that's it.
Which is interesting, because, Steve, you brought it up. What does this mean for Eli's extension? What kind of money do you think he'll get?
Well, John Mara said that they want Eli to retire a Giant. They don't want him to go anywhere, but, I mean, I remember after last season's performance, they were talking about just either trading him or just kind of forcing him out, really. But with Odell Beckham Jr.'s emergence, I mean, that's a hell of a target for Eli to, I mean, let's face it, any quarterback in the league would love to have OBJ as a wide receiver
no
to throw
question.
At. So,
guy's awesome.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Eli has, I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know how long you would extend him to. Maybe after seeing Dez and Demaryius got, you know, similar deals, right? Same money, same amount of years with the Broncos and the Cowboys, right? Who knows? Maybe the Giants do the same thing. 4 years for, I don't know if they're going to guarantee him $65 million, but try to bring it in for 4 more years.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, whatever Philip Rivers gets, Eli Manning deserves. You know, he's delivered in the postseason twice at the expense of my boys.
Ha.
Don't want to talk about it. Hate it. You suck. Did. You got lucky. But bottom line, he's a 2-time Super Bowl champion, and Rivers has not sniffed the Super Bowl. So whatever, you know, Manning gets, it should be at least what Rivers does. I think he's got as much in the tank as Rivers does. And, you know.
My only argument against that would be the fact that he's led the league in interceptions, like, what, 2 of the last 3 years? That's my only argument against why Eli should automatically.
No question. To be fair, I mean, he didn't have. I'm with you, and I loved every second of that, by the way. But he didn't have much of a team around him. He's putting. They've got more pieces now. I mean, obviously OBJ. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to do things with him, and I think that the Giants are going to be good in these next couple of years. I think that Eli Manning is going to be a big part of that.
No, for sure.
I hate that, but I'm fine with them paying up for him. And listen, if he regresses to bad, Eli, and they've shelled out a bunch of money for a bust, the Giants fall apart, and I love that too. So, you know, it's a win-win.
As you are concerned.
Yes.
I also think, I mean, we don't really know how Melvin Gordon's going to pan out for the Chargers, but, I mean, could you stop reacting to the TV? You're distracting me, man.
I'm going to turn this off if you're going to continue
In my defense, just as I hated on the Giants, they showed the miracle in the Meadowlands.
I'm going to put on the Golden Girls or something just so like you don't get distracted.
Yeah, because that's not going to
talk about a distraction.
I was going to say, someone's going to get horny if we put that on.
It was perfect is all.
And I'm looking at
good
Steve.
Timing.
Yeah, well.
But, yeah, I mean, you don't really know how Melvin Gordon's going to pan out, but last year was a down year for Keenan Allen. He's not going to have Antonio Gates for four games, right?
Yes, four
games. Because I know he's not. I know the Vikes are going to have to deal with him, which is cool. But yeah, I think it was at the point where the Chargers knew deal needed to get done. It just needed to get done. Wasn't exactly expecting that much guaranteed money, but
definitely wasn't.
He's still a great leader. I mean, he's been a great leader for a long time. There's no question commands the respect, even in down years, has commanded the respect of everybody in the locker room. It should be interesting to see. I don't really have too much else to say about
it. Yeah, with that being said, today we're going to be breaking down the AFC West. But before we do that, I thought I'd hit you guys with a little trivia.
Making sure we don't miss it this time. I like it.
A little trivia. A couple trivia questions.
Okay. Ooh, doubleheader. I like it.
So, for those who need a little reminder, myself included, I believe Christian is in the lead.
Yeah.
By one.
Yeah.
Followed by Drew. Followed by Steve. 1 point behind Drew. So, got a tight race here coming into, I don't even remember how many questions we've done, but I don't care. We're going to do it until the end of the year, and then I'm going to crown a victor.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So, first question is a baseball question.
Ooh, haven't had one of those in a while.
All right. You guys are all familiar with the MLB baseball, the emblem.
Yes.
The silhouette on that emblem is modeled after what baseball player?
Oh, they have a specific player? I didn't know that.
I know.
Balls.
Is it A, Cal Ripken, B, Hank Aaron, C, Harmon Killebrew, or D, Babe Ruth?
I'm going to have to guess.
Ripken, Aaron, Killebrew, Ruth. All right. Answer's in. Answer's locked in.
Yep.
I believe Christian is
still... Yep, I am.
All right.
Could not be less confident in this.
Got it. So, Drew, you went with Hank Aaron.
I did.
Christian, you also went with Hank Aaron.
Yep.
Steve, you went with the Babe. Babe.
Oh, Babe. Oh, Babe.
Well, guys, I'm sorry to say that the answer is actually Harmon Killebrew.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
I was going to say Ty Cobb.
He's a twin.
Things that would never happen ever. Ty Cobb being the baseball logo.
Yep. That's the answer to that question. It was not one that I knew myself either. I really was confident. I thought it was Babe or Cal Ripken.
Yeah, that logo's too skinny to be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
I had no idea.
It was Red Sox Babe.
I had no idea it was modeled after any player at all. I had no clue.
Until I was researching questions for today, I didn't either. So
damn it!
You're not alone.
He's a twin. I should have gotten that right. Poop.
All right, guys. A completely different sport.
I'm so excited. Completely different.
Which of these boxing classes is the heaviest?
Ooh.
Is it A, bantamweight, B, featherweight, C, leadweight, D, flyweight?
Jesus. Jesus Cristo, man, I have no idea. I don't even know if I spelt it right.
Well, Drew, you went with bantamweight.
Yeah, man.
Christian went with flyweight. Steve went with bantam. Guys, the answer is actually featherweight.
Well, that makes so much stupid sense, doesn't it? That is just the sweetest thing
Our
ever.
Our field goal percentage today is terrible.
We do not have a high quarterback rating.
Okay,
right now.
Please tell me lead weight is something you just made up.
It's fake.
Yeah,
Was bantam fake?
I thought maybe bantam's real. I thought lead weight would throw one of you if you just weren't really thinking about it. But yeah it's featherweight. So, man. Guys are on fire these
with these trivia questions.
Still the lead.
Still in the lead by the
way. Jeez Louise. I gotta read things more.
Well, that was invigorating. Wow. Let's move on to the AFC West. Drew, take it away, buddy.
Absolutely. So, last week we broke down the NFC West and basically rattled off how we thought each team in the division was going to finish. One sleeper and one bust from said division. If you want me to kick it off, I think this season in the AFC West, the Chiefs will be crowned division winners.
Wow.
I think the Broncos will be coming in second. I feel the Chargers will be in third, and I think the Raiders are going to bring up the rear, although I think those last two could be interchangeable. But just kind of given where things stand right now for the Raiders, I just think they just are so young. And I think the Raiders will be splashy this year. Amari Cooper looked good in his debut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Derek Carr looked a little bit shaky. But again, they still don't really seem like they've got much going on at running back. Trent Richardson is blind.
He's super
that guy.
Bad at
that one run.
Oh my
so
god.
Football, guys.
You could have flown
so
a jumbo jet
we
through that.
We could have run in for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
That's how big that hole was.
Look,
that
guys,
was a gimme.
He's just, he's from Alabama.
I guess, man.
Which is what, I mean.
Yeah, but so is Lacey.
That's true.
Fair.
That's true. I mean, I just don't know what happened to that dude. He was.
Had one good
year. Yeah, so highly regarded. I remember when.
Heisman candidate?
Yeah, when the Browns took him, everybody thought that was the pick.
He had a good year with the Browns.
I had a lot of people were thinking, you know, this guy, he runs a lot like Adrian Peterson, and now he just, I mean, it's all bad. He really likes running into defenders.
Yeah.
He really does. Not great. So that's where I'm at. I don't see Denver pulling it out, and the main reason for that is I don't think Peyton Manning has it anymore. I really don't. I think he'll look really, really good for probably the first four or five games, but I think the wheels will come apart, and it's just down the stretch. He didn't look, like, rusty. I mean, he looked bad. I mean, he just looked worn down. He had no zing, like, on any of his passes.
He just had no gas in the tank those last six or seven games, really.
I don't know how that's going to get better. Even if they do put an emphasis on running the football, which it sounds like they want to do, I just don't see it happening.
I'm in full agreement. That's exactly how my standings played out. Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders. I don't think it's that close between the Chargers and Raiders. I think it's more. I'd put it more likely that the Chargers and Broncos could interchange, but I still think the Raiders are more or less a dumpster fire.
Yep.
They won two games.
I can't imagine
them. Even though they're way better, they're still bad.
I can't imagine them doing any more than doubling up on their win total for last year. So four games. So 4-12. There's no way the Chargers are close to that bad.
Yeah. Which, if you're a Raiders fan, you kind of want that. You kind of want to be really, really bad here, then move to L.A., have a young core, like a really good young core with...
Grab a good draft pick.
Exactly. Hopefully you've got, you know, you got splashy, took Khalil Mack, then Derek Carr. Now you've got Amari Cooper in the mix.
Yep.
You're bad again this year. You can go right back to the drawing board, pull another good pick. I mean, there's still a ways away from competing, but yeah.
Right.
Plus for me, I mean, the Chiefs, man. They get Eric Berry back.
That's Berry.
Absolutely huge.
And welcome back, Eric.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely welcome back.
Good for him. Great player.
That, but yeah, that's
big fight he has.
Sam Houston, big deal.
Yeah, and it's just the fact
I think Justin Houston?
Did I say Sam? I meant Justin. I apologize.
Yeah,
Justin Houston.
Drew here is a student of history.
Whoa!
For me, it's just like, that Chiefs defense was not at all bad last year. They were basically ranked 7th in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was without Eric Berry.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what – I mean, they can only get better from here on out. It's really the – their main issue yep. is that their suspect offensive line at this point. But, like, yep. their defense is going to carry that team again just like they did last year.
And they're going to feast on all the other quarterbacks in that
Absolutely.
Division. Like,
oh,
Peyton no Manning question. Ain't moving around in the pocket at no. all. No. I mean, he's going to be sitting duck.
Like he does always.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying even more so now, like, Manning is a big-bodied quarterback in his younger years, you know, could step up, make a few slight moves.
He was smart enough to be
exactly.
elusive. Kind of like Brady. Not fast,
exactly.
but elusive.
You just, right. He had a good pocket presence, and I just think I really just think it's I'm way off on Peyton Manning. I think it's over.
Christian?
First of all, I just need to say how much I hate you guys for putting me in this position, but I actually have to defend Peyton Manning and the Broncos. I think you're absolutely right. The Chiefs are going to be way better this year. I mean, listen, last year I saw Week 4. They made me cry myself to sleep that Monday night. It was horrible. They beat us. They beat the Seahawks. I mean, they're really good, and they're going to get better. But at the same time, I like the Gary Kubiak, Wade Phillips setup. I think that the Broncos are going to win, but not because of Peyton Manning. I think they're going to win because their defense is going to be prime time. They got a bunch of playmakers on that defense. I trust Wade Phillips to be a good DC because that's what he is. He's a defensive-minded coach.
Absolutely.
I think Kubiak, you know, knows what he's got. And let's face it, when was the last time Kubiak had offensive weapons to work with like this?
That's a good
point. And here's the thing. Obviously, you know, the Broncos are not a Super Bowl contender, but I don't think anybody from this division is. I mean, they don't have... You know, Julius Thomas anymore, that's a big loss. You know, Welker, I mean, he's got his friends telling him he needs to hang it up.
Yeah.
But they've still got Emmanuel Sanders. They've still got Demaryius Thomas, who they just shelled out a lot of dough for.
Yes, yes, sir.
So they better hope that pays off for him. They're going to be trying to get him the ball. And I'm with you on Peyton. He fell apart last year. But at the same time, he still has had an entire offseason to rest up and get it together. I'm with you on him playing well in the early going.
Oh, I think he'll come out slinging it and people will be
he's sure
the sheriff.
I'm sure he'll wear down. But because the Broncos, comparatively to the rest of the NFL, have a fairly light schedule, I think they're going to take care of business early, be able to coast through. And the fact that they are going – listen, they're going run first largely because of what you're talking about. Peyton's – you're right. Peyton, it's like what Brady said in his email. He's got 2 years left. But – he's still Peyton, you know, and he's never relied on athleticism. That's never been his game. He's still got the mind for the game. I think he's, because they're not going to be asking him to be, you know, 2013 Peyton, it's going to be enough for them to smash the ball at the run game, have a good defense, and, you know, get the ball to those two big weapons he's got at receiver. I think they still edge the Chiefs. I mean, this is going to, whoever wins this division, I see getting like 11 wins. Nobody's going to get more than that in this division, in my opinion. Okay. But I think they're good. I think they're, you know, whoever wins the division, I still think is going to lose their first game in the playoffs. But, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I still say the Broncos are the top dog, at least this year. And because I doubt the Chiefs a little bit, because Macklin or not, they didn't get a receiver touchdown last year.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You can't win that way.
No, you can't. You cannot.
Well, you mean they didn't get a touchdown to a receiver.
To a receiver. That's what I mean. Sorry, not a touchdown reception.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That would be...
I was going to say. To clarify.
That's not great, and you're not going to win at this level, but when you've got Jamal Charles, man, I think that I'm okay with it. I've seen some pretty rocky seasons from not good quarterbacks, not being able to spread the ball out all that much. But when you've got a top five back to hand it off to, and not just hand it off to, but dump down to, and have him take it 40 to the house.
That's another thing I'm wondering about. How much do we think, how good of a year is Jamal Charles going to have this year? Because teams are going to be loading up for him, you know, because obviously they're just going to dare Alex Smith to get it to receivers.
I think Jamal Charles is going to be great, but that's just me.
I still think he's top five.
I think he's going to be excellent. I really do.
I don't think you see.
Yeah.
Much, if any, drop off at all, regardless of defenses planning more for. Like, I just don't see his drop off at all.
Okay. Absolutely.
He's still elite.
Sorry. I'm going with the Chiefs as well.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, they have the best defense in the entire division. I mean, that
definitely the division.
That defense is
the division. Yeah, that's seventh best in the league last year.
So. Yeah, man. I mean, like, that defense is going to get them a lot of ways. Jamal Charles as well, and they acquired Jeremy Mack.
Yeah, J-Mack.
So they have a. I don't know if you can call him an elite receiver, but they have a very skilled receiver. Like
They definitely
traded up, so to speak, by getting rid of Dwayne Bowe and bringing in Macklin. That's definitely a step in the right direction for that receiving core. And Travis Kelce had a solid year last year, and it's clear that he's, I mean, it's clear by his own admission that he's trying to be an elite tight end like Tony Gonzalez was, so I think he has a really, really solid year this year.
How old is Kelce again?
Oh, gosh, he's young.
Yeah, man. He doesn't have a lot of years on him.
No. Can't imagine.
I don't think he's older than 27.
I remember Gruden... I remember Gruden said on a Monday night game last year, something like that, that he felt Kelce could be in the same conversation someday as Rob Gronkowski.
What?
Oh, dude,
as far as athleticism goes.
He's barely 25.
Wow, okay.
So, tells you a little bit about that guy's athleticism. But yeah, Steve, you got Chiefs taking it.
I got the Chiefs taking first. I mean, I was thinking about the Broncos. And I was thinking about Peyton Manning. What you just said was it? You said they're not expecting 2013 Peyton Manning.
I said that. Yeah.
Okay. Is it just me? I'm going to ask you guys this question. Is it just me? I've been watching a lot on ESPN and NFL Network. You know, just watching on the sideline. There looks to be no enthusiasm anymore. Like, it's weird. Like, I remember watching it last year, and he had a fire about him. You know, like they wanted to at the time, it looked like they wanted to avenge that embarrassment that happened in the Super Bowl. They wanted to come back even stronger and better than ever. And I could kind of see that in the way he was practicing in the throws, in the way he was barking at the receivers, at the way he was barking at Julius and Demarius. And
right.
I mean, he had that fire. Like, we need to get back into this. Now, just watching him, it's like, it's almost like he's just, you know, he's kind of phoning it in.
What are you talking about specifically?
His manner. I've never seen this manner from him where there's just a lack of energy and enthusiasm for the upcoming season. So, that, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been seeing it. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe he was just having a bad couple days. Maybe it was really hot out. Maybe he was tired. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, seeing it over and over again several days for training camp, which he didn't really do much, but seeing him on the sideline, going over the plays, talking to Kubiak, talking to Osweiler, like there was no. It's almost like he knows this is his farewell tour, and it's more of like a memorial service instead of being a celebration. If that makes sense, you know, there's a morbid atmosphere to him. I guess I don't know a demeanor about him. So I'm gonna say, if he carries that with him into the regular season when they play, that lack of spark, who knows? Maybe he's just, you know, saving it all up for the regular season. I'm just saying there is a possibility in my mind that the Chargers could take number two.
I don't think you're that far off at all. I really don't.
I think there is a possibility. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. I'm saying it's a possibility, especially with Rivers getting his new contract and with that security blanket, like, oh, my God, I am taken care of and then some. Now I got to go out there and remind, you know, the city of San Diego why I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
See, Steve, you're like hitting the right buttons with me right now, man. Because, you know, coming from where I am, I've always felt like Peyton Manning doesn't quite have that killer instinct. But, I mean, I haven't seen what you've been seeing. But, like, at the same time, I mean, he knows this is the end of the road for him. I gotta believe that the competitor in him, he's not trying to do the Derek Jeter farewell tour. I just don't see that. I think he wants to go out and try to make one last push. I mean, I wouldn't read too much into what you're seeing in training camp. I mean, for one thing, I mean, maybe he's trying to get used to the new staff. I mean, this is a bunch of new faces here. And, you know, the opener is still a ways away. I think that when we see the Broncos come out there, Peyton Manning is going to be kicking everybody. I'd just be shocked.
Steve is really onto something. I think Steve is actually, I think, really on point, given the fact that Houston inquired about Peyton Manning's availability this offseason.
Right.
I think Wade Phillips, Gary Kubiak, excellent combination, going to be a great combination going forward. I don't think Peyton Manning and Gary Kubiak are going to get along. I don't think so.
Interesting.
I don't think, and I think whether they were all just, you know, rumors and they had no intention of trading him, somebody said something and it got around.
Right.
And something got floated out there. So you know that Peyton is at least... He's got to be feeling a little bit like, oh, all right, cool. All right, so you're going to come in here. I've already been rumored to be traded. Now you're coming in and you're going to do this whole run first thing, which he's always hated. Mm-hmm. He's always hated it, even in his prime. I remember watching him. They were watching, what was it? What's that NFL Network bit where they talk about it's every Super Bowl team.
Oh, America's game.
America's game. That's what it
is. We got to be running the football.
Exactly. Yeah, him and Jeff Saturday are just going at each other.
I remember that.
And Jeff Saturday was right. Hey, when we get down here, man, we got to be running the freaking football. Let us do our jobs.
Manning blew up at him.
Exactly.
You got to block.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get along at all this year. I don't think he's going to like it. And I think he's going to get the crap kicked out of him. I think it's going to be a lot like Favre's last year.
Gosh.
The pieces are in place, supposedly. You know, there's supposed to be all these weapons, and you're supposed it shouldn't be any reason for it, but he's just at the end of his rope. It is over.
Going out with a peep.
That's what happens with these guys.
Sure.
No. They play until they literally cannot. And I think Steve is actually right on. I don't think it's going to go well at all. I don't think it's going to go well. I could be dead wrong. He could come out. He could sling it. He could throw 49 touchdowns because he's the sheriff and he's awesome. Yeah. I love the guy, but I think that could very well happen.
But I'm just saying, I'm not getting those vibes at all out of him. And actually, that whole Gary Kubiak thing—it's not just him, but everybody says that Peyton Manning is the offensive coordinator. I mean, Adam Gase is gone as well. He went with Fox to Chicago, so now you got to get used to a new offensive coordinator and a new head coach who goes completely against what you like to do, which is sling it. He likes to run it. Maybe it's not just the morbid atmosphere here, like maybe the morbid demeanor, like, oh my God, this is my last ride. Maybe it's that as well as just, like you said, just complete dissatisfaction with his current situation.
I think it is.
I just got beat in the playoffs by my heir in Indianapolis.
Right.
Oh, and then I've got my nemesis, if you will, Brady, sending out email saying that I've only got two more seasons left. You know what? Yeah, that would bother me, but you know what? He's got a point. He's right.
Yeah.
Never and what did he say? No harm, no foul?
He's just not trying to get into a spitting contest.
Obviously, but you know what? I think also in that regard, too, like, it probably, he's like, I can't really say much because I know my body better than he does. And you know what? My body can't take the game anymore.
I mean, in defense of, like, you know, what Brady said, I mean, just like, people said that Manning could be done after this year, much less 2 years from now. So, I mean, yeah.
He sent that email last year, so that would account for last year and this year.
Oh, did he? I thought this is more recent. Yeah, never mind.
So, but anyway, Chiefs, quite possible. For right now, I'll go ahead and say Chargers just because of the argument I was trying to make, and then Broncos, and then Oakland because one possible firecracker receiver is not going to do much good, especially in that division, and let alone the other teams are going to have to go up against in other divisions as well. But, I mean, I don't think they'll finish 3-13 again. But I'm still – they're not going to get third or second or nowhere near first in that division. So those are my rankings as of right now.
I'm just still not 100% convinced Derek Carr is going to end up being that good of a quarterback. I know they keep saying that Oakland's high on him. I don't really see it.
Well, this is the year to for him to show flashes because he's got not only Cooper, but he's also got Crabtree.
Crabtree, yeah.
I mean, this is his chance.
It's
fucking cancer.
Yeah, I am.
He is.
Oh, I got you, but at the same time,
wrong,
not everybody gets along with Cameron.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I think people gave him a little too much credit last year.
I mean, I really can't. I haven't been very good at assessing rookie quarterbacks, given my track record. Yeah. But I was really impressed with his leadership, with the way he handled his receivers. That kid's got fire. It was really early on, like week two or three. Didn't he put together what would have been a game-winning drive had the receiver not literally dropped the ball and basically shoveled it into a defender's hands?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I felt like there was an opportunity there.
And, you know, I can't remember who it was, but right after the Geno Smith clusterfuck happened. One of the Raiders was, I think it was an offensive lineman, was quoted as saying, "None of us would lay hands on Derek. We love him." You know?
Yeah.
And it was just an interesting quote because Derek Carr, I mean, you know, even though, Tyler, you're totally right, he's not proven yet, his team does respect him.
And he's clearly a leader, clearly something that Geno Smith is not and probably never will be.
No, no way. I mean, if you get full-on clocked by any teammate at any position, I don't care if it's a second-string linebacker or a kicker, it doesn't matter. If you are the starting quarterback and someone is willing to do that, to go that far, you do not command the respect.
You and your boy Chris Carter are going the same route. I completely agree.
I'm 100% with Chris Carter.
Definitely. To be fair, I think a lot of Chris Carter's teammates would like to clock him.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's the other thing is, I read a great article on Bleacher Report on the whole situation with the Jets, and they broke the number one rule of fights in the NFL, and that is that they didn't put it behind them. It was allowed to fester and linger.
Right.
Geno Smith should have just paid up, paid the $600. He can afford it. It's not a big deal. You know, it really didn't need to be this way. But Geno needed to basically flex his dick to, how do you say his last name? Anakampali? Anakampali or something like that. He's a Bill now, which is hilarious and awesome.
And Rex Ryan called him out today, by the way.
I think that was pretty awesome. And that's the thing. Is like, yeah, like Carter, he got in everybody's face.
Right.
Defense, you know,
but
his
Carter,
quarterbacks.
But Carter was trying not to be a leader, you know?
Absolutely. And Carter, did, of his own admission, he's like, "I don't like team sports. I've never really been big on it." But, yeah, I'm 100%.
Right.
All right,
with Chris
Let's
Carter.
Move on. Yeah. Who is your bust?
My bust is Peyton Manning.
Yep.
My bust is Peyton Manning.
Mine
big
too.
Time. I just don't, given everybody in the division, all of its stars, starters, elites, I think I really don't see it happening for him this year. I don't see him looking great. I can see him maybe having a really good first 5 weeks of the season. But I just don't think there's any tread on those tires anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't. And it's going to take, and the other thing, it's going to take, I feel like, one solid hit and it's over. Like, he could get, he got destroyed last year on Monday night in Cincinnati. And I think it could be a lot of that. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really need to add anything between what you and Steve said. I 100% agree with both you guys. I just think, he's just going to be a shell of what he's been his entire career.
Absolutely.
And I hope I'm wrong for obvious reasons. He was my guy for a long time. Like, I hope I'm completely wrong about all of this, but I just think the last 6 weeks and then that game against my Indianapolis Colts, I think the writing's on the wall.
I remember saying, like, leading up the game, I was like, I don't think Peyton Manning can throw accurately farther than 20 yards. And he didn't.
And he didn't. No. And it's not like the Colts defense is amazing by any means.
They wanted him to.
But they realized what you realized, and they wanted him to throw deep, and he threw deep, and they gave him opportunities, but he just couldn't get it going. So I just think the writing's on the wall. So yeah, I'm with you, Drew. He's definitely my bust for the AFC West. Okay. Christian?
Jamaal Charles.
Oh, okay.
I bit my tongue when you guys were talking about this. Now, let me explain. Jamaal Charles is a bust in regards to expectations. I don't think he's going to be bad this year.
Okay.
But I do think he's going to have a letdown season. He showed flashes of that last year. But I think that with him, the teams are just going to scheme for him and him alone. And they're just basically going to, you know, they know what went down with Kansas City last year. Everybody knows that they can't throw the ball well. So what they're going to do is they're just going to scheme their defenses for him and basically make Alex Smith beat them with his arm. That's the way to beat Kansas City. I think it's going to be successful. Alex Smith is not a bad quarterback. I think he's going to do a good job, and he's going to win some games because teams are basically daring him to beat him, just like the Colts dared Manning to throw it more than 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... But I think Jamaal Charles, people are going to plan for him and him alone to beat the Chiefs as far as defending against them. And I think a lot of fantasy owners are not going to get the points out of him that they're hoping for.
I think you bring up some good points. The only thing I'm going to say is that as far as bringing in Macklin, Macklin can go vertical, but I think one of the big reasons why they brought in Macklin is his ability to run crisp routes in that sort of intermediate 15 to 20-yard range, because Alex Smith refuses to throw the ball any farther than that. He won't do it. He's a dump-off machine.
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure he can.
Maybe he can.
Oh, sorry. Let me be clear. I wasn't saying that they're going to make Alex Smith throw the deep ball. They're just going to make him beef pass.
No, first. The only thing I'm going to say is that bringing in Macklin, they now have a target, unlike Dwayne Bowe, that fits in Andy Reid's system better. There's a specific reason why Reid wanted Macklin.
Exactly.
I don't think he liked, outside of Kelsey, any of the other targets that Smith was supposed to throw to.
Like Avery.
Exactly. I don't think Smith was super comfortable with it either, which is why he was constantly dumping off. I think that will alleviate the pressure put on Jamal Charles, and I think he'll be able to produce.
Okay. So. Okay.
But you bring up good points.
Sure. Steve, who's your bust?
Do they have to be a player? Because I was going to say Gary Kubiak.
Okay, ooh, I like really it. Steve, why is that?
Go with it.
John Fox loves that.
Yeah, well. No, I mean, just... I just think there's going to be a clash of command in Denver between Peyton and him. I think there's going to be a clash of ways on how things ought to be done. I think honestly, Kubiak might be a good friend of John Elway's, and that's the reason he got the job. I do think Kubiak is going to go down as another coordinator masquerading as a head coach who just shouldn't be a head coach right now. I'm talking about Mark Trestman and I'm talking about Rex Ryan. These are guys who are coordinators masquerading around as head coaches. I just think there's going to be
Brad Childress syndrome.
There's going to be a lot of clashes going on there, and it's not going to work out.
Love you, bro.
Yeah, but at least he had the DC to go back and kick ass.
I mean, that's right. The other thing.
He went back and kicked ass. I think it's going to be Gary Kubiak because there was just something about that hiring when it did happen. When I read up on how he likes to do things and running the ball, I was like, oh shit, that's going to be a bit of a problem because Peyton he loves just slinging it. That's what he does. I mean, like, how many rush yards did they get in 2013?
Cool. Good question.
That's a good question.
Good thing we have the technology.
Yeah,
to be fair, I mean they had all of the receivers. So yeah.
No, they had all the receivers, but I mean, and I guess CJ Anderson, they really started utilizing him last year, but it was too little, too late, you know.
Right.
So I think at the start of this year, Kubiak's going to want to start running the ball more. I don't know if Manning's going to defer to that decision. I don't know how much he respects him, especially as a first-timer. I don't know if the beefs that they may and probably will have are going to affect his relationship with John Elway. You remember the Looney Tunes, those bottles of poison with like the skull and the crossbones? That's pretty much what Gary Kubiak is, I think, to that team right now.
Wow. Man. Shots fired.
Jeez. I'm just
I feel that, but I mean, I can't believe I'm defending like Peyton Manning so much, but like
you guys are
really, really getting on him. Like he is a prima donna who's just not going to adapt. I mean, I think Peyton Manning is prepared to recognize that
he's too late
not
in his career. What has he ever adapted to? Like, when has he ever had to adapt to such a radical new offense that he doesn't like to run?
He hasn't, but I think highly of him. I think that he is willing to give it a shot because he knows how badly he ended last year.
Also depends on the strength of his arm.
True.
If it's not what it was, you know, a couple of years ago, so who knows? Maybe he'll be more than happy to defer to the run game.
I was going
to
say, I guess I don't really... I guess I'm trying not to make Peyton Manning sound like a prima donna. I just don't think... I don't like the combination. I don't like the combination of Kubiak and Manning. You don't float out... I mean, these trade rumors didn't just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know?
But listen, though, I mean, the trade rumors just weren't that... I mean, like, if you're Peyton Manning, you can understand that because he knows he doesn't have a lot left. The Broncos are trying to plan for the future.
See, I don't think that... But not to make Manning sound like a prima donna, he's still Peyton Manning, and he still thinks he is Peyton Manning. And it's like, what the hell are you trying to do? Like, why are you trying to move me here? I came here to do something. And I think that the fact that it... was with Houston, supposedly, tells you that Kubiak wants something from his former team. Like, he wanted assets or picks or something or players, young guys. Could be defensive, could be offensive.
They've still got something that he wants.
What if it was Arian Foster? What if it was Arian Foster they wanted or something
what?
Like that?
Can you imagine?
Exactly. You don't know.
I mean, they wouldn't do that.
But. And the way the last two seasons have ended for him, one with an absolute dumpster fire on the game's biggest stage and then getting pretty much just bushwhacked in your own house by your former team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's surly. I think he's a little owly. I think it's over. I think it's done. I don't think Kubiak will be a bust. I think going forward, you're right, Christian, in that Kubiak and Wade Phillips are a great combo, and I think John Elway will continue to work his draft magic getting them guys that they like that fits their system and their needs.
Right.
I think they've got a great running back in C.J. Anderson. Yeah. He exploded onto the scene. It seems like they've got a good run offensive line. I think just as far as this year goes with who's running the ship, running the offense, I don't think it's going to go well.
Once again, I sincerely hope you guys are fine, but I'm not willing to write Peyton off yet.
All right. Guys got any sleepers?
My sleeper was going to be Amari Cooper. I actually think that he'll be exceptionally good. Yeah. I actually think, you're not going to put him in the Odell Beckham Jr. I don't think he's going to explode like that. But I would not be shocked if Amari Cooper makes a Pro Bowl. I really would. Wow. Big, athletic, fast. He looked.
That's a bit of a jump for Derek Carr then, too, because he's got to get on the rock.
Exactly. And I am a believer in Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I think he could be a very good quarterback. One of the best, like, in Oakland, you talk about, the Vikings being starred for good quarterback play up until hopefully now we're good to go. But Oakland, man, that's been a revolving door quarterback since Richie Gannon left.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
no kidding.
I think it's going to be Amari Cooper. That's my sleeper. I think that he'll hold quite a bit of fantasy value, too.
Yeah.
Outside of the Chiefs' defense, obviously the Chargers have Eric Weddle. But there's not really a lot of guys in that division, defensive backs, that jump out at me that I think can cover Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
So I think that he could really have his way, as long as Carr has the time to throw.
Tlaib?
That's right. Aqib Tlaib made the move. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Tlaib's a very, just from watching him in the last couple of years, just like, he's a very physical receiver. He's strong. He's big. He can get pushed. But did I say receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, quarterback. But he's not fast. And I think Cooper, especially with us on training camp, he's fast.
Oh, he's lightning quick.
He'll burn you off lightning the line. He's like one of those guys who I think, he'll try to like press him and that's going to backfire as far as Tlaib's concerned.
He's just a monster, too. He reminds me of Megatron as far as build goes.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
That's yeah. Like, I'm not, I mean, Megatron's one of the best.
Force of nature.
Oh, it's unreal. So I'm not trying to put him into that conversation. But overall build and playing style. I expect good things from Amari Cooper. That's my sleeper.
I'm with you. I Amari Cooper is my pick as well. Though, sleeper is actually kind of a strong word at this point for him, just because like people expect good things from
him.
That's
true.
I mean, I watched a lot of college football last year and the year before, and obviously because it's Alabama, they're always on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always blown away in those games by the fact that it always seemed like nobody was covering Amari Cooper. He was always catching these open, deep throws. But when they showed the replay, you just showed how he's faster than the corners. He'd give a shuffle and then burn them off the line. You can't press the guy. And obviously, it's a whole new ballgame with the NFL. But, he was just flat-out dominant. And I like Derek Carr. I think he's good. And, if Amari Cooper can get wide open, you get touchdowns when it's A.J. McCarron and Blake Sims throwing in the ball, he can do it with Derek Carr. And Drew, you raised a good point. I don't think the AFC West has a lot of good corners. So I think Amari Cooper's going to have a good one. And the fact they've also got to account for Crabtree now as well as another receiver, he may not even be facing their best back every time. So I think Amari Cooper's going to make a big splash.
All right.
I'll go with Jeremy Maclin.
Oh,
okay.
Just because I think that last year with Alex Smith not having any, what was it? Any
passing? No passing touchdowns to
two receivers,
wide receivers.
That's pretty incredible. No, that's incredible. Yeah. Think about it. I mean, you have a 9-7 record, and you didn't even do that.
I think even Rex Grossman threw a pass.
That's incredible. So I think that I'll go with Jeremy Maclin just because it's like Alex Smith is kind of like. you want to change that for this coming season, and now you've got, it's like a little kid with a brand new toy. It's like, oh, now I have this. Let's see what I can do with it. Okay. So I think that's I think he's.
And you also like the, I mean, you gotta like the familiarity that Macklin has with Andy Reid's offense.
Yeah.
That's huge. And just kind of looking back on it, like a lot of people put a lot of stock into the lack of a passing touchdown to a receiver. But if you go all the way back, like to his Niners years, it really wasn't a lot of throwing. I mean, it was mostly Vernon Davis. I mean, he wasn't really throwing to many receivers.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, to be fair, like, the weapons came a little later.
No, for sure. And he never
had the guys that crashed the Super Bowl.
Well, and didn't he have, like, in his first 4 or 5 seasons, didn't he have, like different offensive coordinators every year in many years? So, like, now that Alex Smith finally has continuity and a proven elite offensive mind in Andy Reid, I think that's a good pick, Steve. I think that's a good pick.
By the way, Steve, I love the image you conjured up of Alex Smith as a small child playing with a new toy.
No, that's it. I mean, you get a new receiver like that, it's like, okay, now I want to rectify that situation from last year, and now I have another tool that can help me achieve that.
Right. Oh, no question.
All right. As I did last week, and as I'll probably do every week, I took the other route and didn't mention any sleepers, but I did X-Factors. So,
I like it.
Originally, my X-Factor for the Chiefs was Jamaal Charles. I just think that, like, he's just the rock of that offense. Like, he's going to put them on their back, and that's how they're gonna score offensively, is because of things that he does, whether it's directly or indirectly related to him getting into the end zone. But the more and more I thought about it, the more I realized that it's really about that defense, especially with Eric Berry back now. Like, Alex Smith is... he's a fine quarterback. He's a very, very competent quarterback. He doesn't throw a ton of interceptions, but as we somewhat joked about before a few minutes ago, I'm not 100% sure he can throw more than 20 yards down the field, and we're probably not going to find out because that's not in Andy Reid's game plan, and it's clearly not in his. He doesn't have a high level of comfort doing that, so he's not going to. So that's why, I mean, that defense is going to need to keep games close so that the Chiefs offense can finish them off. They're not going to be a high-scoring team week in and week out. Definitely not. So the defense is going to have to keep it close. That's the reason they were able to win 9 games last year without Alex Smith throwing that many touchdowns, frankly. So, yeah.
Is it fair to say, then, that you kind of see the Chiefs modeling their game after the Seattle Seahawks? Badass defense, great home crowd atmosphere, quarterback that doesn't sling it a ton but manages and makes good decisions, obviously.
Fantastic running back. Yeah. So. I would say that they're going to look closer, like more like the Seahawks this year.
For sure.
Minus the game-changing legs on the quarterback,
obviously. No,
which is the problem.
And that's about the only thing I would say is, you know, Seahawks have a dandy little mobile quarterback. So. Yeah.
He's a sneaky little guy,
that Russell Wilson.
Houdini.
For the Broncos, I mean, we don't have to spend any more time really on this, but it boils down to Peyton's longevity.
Yeah.
If one good hit knocks him out, like you said, it very well could, Drew. What are they gonna do? Brock Osweiler is not the guy. If he were to get hurt, seriously hurt, to the point where he either couldn't play or he was looking like he was those last few games of the regular season, the Broncos aren't gonna be able to do anything because Osweiler can't throw the ball the way Manning can.
You experienced that firsthand this morning in Madden. Didn't you, Christian?
Surely did. It's amazing to me that I've made such a leap of faith on the Broncos, considering I beat them 35-7 this morning with the Raiders on Madden.
And
Darren McFadden.
And not just Peyton, but I was thinking about this. It's like, think of the Broncos, their last 3 running backs who have made a splash between Monte Ball, Ronnie Hillman, and CJ Anderson. They all made splashes when defenses didn't know how to game plan.
That's true.
True.
Now with
a good point.
Now with a full, like, not a full season, but a good amount of the season's worth of game tape to watch on CJ Anderson. I can't imagine him being as explosive as he was last year. And on a fantasy standpoint, I can't imagine him being worth a high first-round pick as he's projected right now. Like, I think he's projected as, like, the sixth or seventh running back.
Oh.
And I just...
No.
Maybe seventh or eighth, but not he's this up guy. There. He's definitely... He's top 10, and I don't see that. I don't see it this year. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about... The X factor for them is Peyton's longevity. If he can stay on the field and stay decently healthy and play the game that he's been playing for a very long time... They can still make a go at winning the division, but if anything happens to him, small or large scale, they're just going to be a shell of themselves.
Right.
For the Chargers, yeah, this one was tough, kind of, but I think it really has to be like that X factor is the Rivers to Keenan Allen hookup.
Was non-existent last year.
You look at 2013. Keenan Allen caught 8 touchdowns and had 1,046 yards.
I remember you had him on your fantasy club. He was one of your best waiver wire pickups.
Very good pickup for me. 2014, what happens? Defenses get a good look at him, and he's down. He cuts his TDs in half, and he only ends up with 783 yards. Receiving.
I would even just like, I don't know if you have those numbers, but it just seemed like the targets were down. It didn't look like Phillip was looking his way.
The targets, I took one quick glance at it on Pro Football Reference, but I think the targets were a little bit down. But ironically, the receptions were actually up. He actually had 7 more receptions than he did last year,
just
but
didn't have
he just
wasn't forced getting, him shorter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just wasn't getting the ball, like wasn't getting deep routes like he was in 2013. Yeah. I think. With Gates out for the first 4 games, Eddie Royal gone, you lose Eddie Royal and you gain Stevie Johnson. I'm sorry, that's a downgrade by a decent amount.
That's a big drop off.
Your main target, especially for the first quarter of the season, is going to be Keenan Allen, and it's got to connect if they're going to win, especially those first few games. And I love Antonio Gates, but even when he comes back, he's still 1 year older than he was last year, and he's at the tail end of his career. He's not going to be the main factor to the Chargers' receiving game. I think it's got to be Rivers to Keenan Allen, and they've got to figure out a way to make it work.
Right.
And finally, Raiders, obviously, it's Amari Cooper.
Yep.
He's got to be their number one guy at this point.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, you add Crabtree, which could work out for them. And granted, he didn't get the targets last year that he did in 2012 when he had his monster season before he got injured in 2013. But I still don't think he's that guy. I think it's one of those situations where it's just another guy going to the Raiders to sort of
Fizzle out.
I don't want to say in his career because he's only 27, but
yeah.
Fizzle out, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but the only guy who's broken that mold is Charles Woodson coming back.
Because
that guy still plays
that guy is
really
just,
good football.
Charles Woodson doesn't know anything but to be legendary. That's just how he goes.
He's just a football anomaly.
That
like,
dude's
he's
a
just
bad.
Like,
Charles Woodson is a god.
Sense.
Let's just
like that guy a lot. So, you're right.
I mean, and who else do you have on that receiving core? I mean, your other two main guys on the depth chart are Kimbrell Tompkins and Rod Streeter.
Kimbrell
Tompkins! Guys that,
well, the offensive,
they're just placeholders.
One that sucks because there's still no running back,
nope.
And the offensive line is bad. And
yep.
I want
if they're
going to
win any games,
well.
It's got to be through Amari Cooper. And obviously, Derek Carr's got to be on his game, too.
Yep.
So, yep, that's what
Papa
I got.
Papa Bear's X Factors.
Boom.
I like
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff.
Well, any parting words, gentlemen, before we get out of here?
Christian David Tyree just texted me and told me to go fuck yourself.
Well.
Wow.
Well.
Harsh words from...
So, yeah.
From Mr. Helmet Catch himself.
Oh, Plaxico Burress also texted me.
From the hospital?
Did he
said,
plaxidentally
he
shoot himself?
He said he's going to plaxidentally shoot you in the head.
Plaxidentally.
So.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
Any final thoughts? Words of wisdom? weird sound effects, Steve?
No. It's just, I mean, think about all these teams that in the AFC West have a lot of injury-prone guys and a lot of guys who could break at any second. It's like, oh, man, it all comes down to health.
Yep.
Like you said, one big hit against Peyton, it's like, well, let's welcome Brock Osweiler.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Terrible.
Yeah. All I can say is the AFC West is thrilled that we spent so much time picking over them because none of them are going anywhere. That's how I feel about it. I don't see an AFC West champion making the AFC Championship game. I'd be stunned.
I'm with you on that for sure.
Stunned.
All right, guys. Well, we did it.
Woo.
Drew, what's next week? We going NFC?
I was gonna say, do you guys want to do East Coast or do you want to go to the Central Division?
I like to do kind of like reverse Oregon Trail. Gotcha. Marching
okay,
back.
So do we want to do the NFC East next week? Wait, did you say?
I was saying we slowly work our way across.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's, I thought you said
go across.
You said the opposite of what I was
saying. Okay, all right. Do we want to do AFC Central?
Sure.
AFC
sure.
Central next week. AFC Central. I want to hold off doing NFC Central. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to talk about my team yet.
All right, buddy.
So,
well, in that case, we'll be back next week with the breakdown of the AFC Central.
I love football.
Four. Steve Cravens.
Thank you for listening.
Christian Schneider.
Sorry, Jamal.
Andrew Willers.
Sorry, Peyton.
I'm Tyler Berry. See y'all next week.